procedure
yo.
Of how.
Mumbling to myself, must think I'm crazy, yo. But I'm humbling myself and I'm giving praise.
Hey.
Fumbling, got myself, they don't know what I'm saying.
Hey.
If you crumble, any help, I know who can raise.
Yo, Tyree, keep playing that song. Let's just play it to the end. Welcome, everybody. Today is day two of the prayer trek. Welcome, all the saints. Welcome, all the sinners. You are welcome here. Tyree, hit play on that. Let's go ahead and hit that. Let's go ahead and hit that. Let's make this a walking meditation on joy. Let's go. Let's go. Joy is the tool for injustice. It is the resilience that we feel. I can hear noise on your background. It is the resilience that we feel. It is the solid ground. It is the bounce back. Y'all, I'm telling you, no matter what you're going through right now, I just want you to stomp your feet on the ground and know that you are here. You are here. You got that joy. And I'm telling you, I felt so happy. I felt so happy listening to that song, and I realized why my mother and her mother and her mother called it getting happy. Getting happy. Because I'm going to tell you something. As I'm standing on these shores of South Carolina again this morning, I am on the beach by myself. It's cold outside. Ain't nobody here. And that's how God would have it, because I just got so happy. Because we was not meant to survive. We wasn't meant to survive this middle passage right here, and we did. And our joy is defiant. Our joy is defiant. Everything that tried to kill us failed. It's our joy. Joy is not weakness. Joy is strength. Joy is rebound. Joy is solid ground and bounce back. And I'm telling you, woo, there's a reason why we have a shirt that says joy and justice at Girl Trek, because joy is the answer to injustice. Because when we feel it all over and we are so connected to it, the only thing we can do is shout sometimes. The only thing we can do is stand sometimes. The only thing we can do is walk forward sometimes. And that is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I just know it in my bones. I'm trying to tell you. But as I was looking back at Instagram, I'm going to pray real quick, and I'm going to bring us in. I just feel happy. I'm telling y'all, that song was Voices of Fire. Shout out to Pharrell and his genius. It's called Unspeakable Joy. And, how you doing, V? How you doing?
I am doing really amazing. I am feeling blessed and highly favored and grateful to be on this call, and I am feeling joyous. And I've been listening to Victory all morning, and she's saying exactly what you're saying in that the clip that we just previewed. That song says, even our greatest fears are not worthy to be feared in the presence of Jesus Christ. Even our saddest tears are not worthy to be compared to the glory of eternal life. And I've just been meditating on that all morning, so I feel the joy.
Welcome to everyone. This is Girl Trek Day 2 of the prayer trek. It's 9 days according to the nine fruits of the Spirit. Yesterday was love. Today is joy. We'll open with prayer. Vanessa and I will switch off in the morning, where we will just do an opening prayer, and then we're going to have a guest come on and pray, because we believe that everybody got access to God, saints and sinners. Sinners got souls too. Liz, I can't wait for that new color purple. I can't wait for it. So here we go. Please don't judge me. I'm rusty, and I really, really am filled with God's grace. So, dear Heavenly Father, dear Creator, dear Master, dear Omega, and Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough. God, our inhales are a thank you. God, our exhales are a thank you. God, we open our eyes and raise our hands and are grateful at the miracle of being alive every day. God, we stand on our feet with pride. God, we stand on our feet with mission and purpose. God, we love you. God, we have our bounce back because of you. Praise, and we admire all that is and all that will be. The rising of the sun, God, we are thankful. God, we are thankful for the clouds in the sky that give us shade, God. We are thankful us warm. We are thankful in the coming in and the going out of the tide, God, because we know that that is the rhythm of life, the ups and downs, God. And when we are up, we praise. And when we are down, we praise. God, we are grateful for what you have done for us. We are grateful for what you have done for our mothers. We are grateful for what you have done to their mothers. If it were not for you, if it were not for your love, this community, this exact community that is of loving people, God, if it were not for that, we would not have survived, and we are grateful for it. God, I thank you for this wind out here. God, I thank you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for this day. Please guide us, guide our words, guide our tongue, guide our thoughts. God, guide our thoughts so that we may be in absolute awe
of all that is working together for our good. God, guide our mouths so that we may speak creation and not destruction, God, that we may speak possibility and not problems, God, that we may speak satisfaction, God. Satisfaction, God, that we may speak satisfaction into our lives. It is well, Lord. It is well, and we are grateful. Thank you, God, our steps, God, our words. Protect us, God, as we begin day two of the prayer check. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's open up these phone lines. Let's get to it. Here it is. Here go the prompt. I'm going to ask Vanessa while y'all getting ready. If you want to raise your hand, *9 to raise your hand. We're going to take some calls first, and then we are going to bring on a very special guest. And then that special guest is going to pray with us. And then after that prayer, we will say amen and goodbye. But before we get started, let me say the prompt. And then Vanessa, you ready to announce the church winner?
Look, yes. And I'm getting like ready right now.
Get your announcer ready. You got 2 minutes.
I'm just telling Tina right now, get it together so I can be ready when it's fine.
Oh,
yes.
You don't even got the count.
I got yesterday's, but she's giving me today's because we ain't involved in the winners because I didn't want it integrity. So you see, we ain't even involved. Okay. I don't get to see the list. Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Okay, here we go. We about to open up the lines for testimony service. We don't want no sad testimonies. We want God that brought you through testimonies. We want joy of the Lord is my strength testimonies. We want testimonies of where you done been, where you are. If somebody was shouting this morning like I was shouting this morning, it's because you got a testimony. It's because you got joy on your heart. If you got joy on your heart, listen, a million people going to listen to this. We're not going to amplify sad. We're not going to amplify melancholy because some people out there fighting for their lives this very moment. We are going to use the sword of joy right now. So if you have a testimony where you are living and not dying, if you have a testimony, let me tell y'all, listen, I need to go back to church because I feel like my services might be needed. That's how I can lead testimony service. So if you have a testimony, so Vanessa, I would love to hear your testimony. What is making you shout today? What is making you holler from the rafters? What is making you feel like I survived?
For at least 1 year, when I woke up in the morning, my entire body was seized with a chemical and adrenaline and hormone that manifested in fear because of something called hyperthyroidism. And I had set out in March and April to figure out how to solve it. And this morning I woke up and I was like, dang, I feel so good. And it's because the last time I went to the doctor, he said, what hyperthyroidism? What numbers are wrong? Where is the inaccuracies? And he couldn't find them. And I have been just living in a space of truth and joy and healing for over 6 months. And I called myself delivered in that doctor's office. And he told me I was going to have to be on that medication forever. And I was just like, no, God, that's not me, not my story. And here I am walking. Woke up this morning, felt so amazing, not on any medication, doctor can't find, no problems. And I'm going to write about it today, actually, in the Monday Motivation, but it is my testimony.
Tyreen, cue up that shout music. That last 30 seconds of that song. Cue up that shout music. I'm telling you, thank God.
I think of them. I got it.
Yes.
I think of them. Joy. I got it. I don't even need for real. Shout out to for real.
Yes. Cue it up for the next testimony service, though. Listen, Vanessa, I am just so grateful to God. If that testimony didn't make you shout, the next one will. I don't know what it's going to be, but I know it's going to be joy. Raise your hand, *9. If you have a testimony, we're going to take 3. We're going to God guide the 3. So go ahead and press *9 now. We're going to guide Tyreen's hands to pick the 3 that you would want the people to hear, God. Well, I got a testimony. Vanessa, I got a testimony.
Tell me.
Vanessa.
Yes.
I was just looking on Instagram. Last year this time, I said, well, community, my word of the year this year was worship. And boy, did I worship. I was in Africa. I had God all in my mouth. I mean, I was in worship.
And then I said, family, my word for 2023 is connection. Lord Jesus. Lord,
the power
Jesus,
of the tongue, the power of the tongue. Know what you speak.
Y'all, if I have not been deeply connected in the pursuit of Black love, if I have not been yoked up, and the yoke ain't been easy, y'all. And I could tell you stuff that would shock your senses. But you know what? I don't even have to tell y'all, because half of y'all is going through it right now.
All of us.
Some of y'all going through it right now. I'm telling you everything from being called out your name, to me calling him out his name, to all sorts. I mean, I'm talking about, y'all, listen. Listen, I'm talking about the emotional game of chicken, where you literally are trying to run each other into the ditch because you're so afraid of what it feels like to be out of control and vulnerable in love. And I am telling you that that is the revolution, surrender. And I don't got it figured out. I wish I did, because it will make for a better testimony. But I know I'll be shouting every day and rooting for that man every day and smiling and praying over him every day. And I know that's what God wants for me to do. And I know it's so much easier to leave. It's so much easier to run. But when you know, you know. And I don't care what them people say. I don't care about my reputation. Jesus didn't care about his reputation. Jesus loved the prostitutes and the demon possessed. And I'm telling you that it is our mission to love. It is our mission. You can't talk about it. You got to be about it. You cannot talk about it. You have to be about love. And it is brave. It is brave to get in the arena. And so I don't want you guys to turn off Instagram, turn off them algorithms telling you all this psycho babble, and get back to what you know, which is unconditional love, where you can love no matter what, because you are yoked up in God, because you are anchored in a spirit that cannot be extinguished, because you got a fire inside your belly. That's what you have to find first. So when we say self-care, I promise you, it's coded language. It's coded language for making sure that the joy of the Lord is your strength and that you are renewed and filled up, because the battle is not yours. It's not yours. You are not even yours. You don't even know how you breathe every day. You don't even know how you move. You don't even know how you speak. Listen, 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 listen. So somebody on the line in worship, so this is the day of joy. That's all I want you to know. All right, let's open it up. Let's open it up. So thank you, God. Thank you, God, for love, for Black love. I pray for everybody out there who is making a commitment, who are putting their chips down on a partner, who is saying, you know what? Where two or three are gathered, this is where love is. This is where God is. And this is what we are going to do. This is how we are going to save our families. This is how we're going to save our communities. And that we don't want to be alone. That's not our portion. Not our portion. Woo-hoo-hoo. That makes you want to shout right now. All right, come on, come on. Somebody on the line, what's your name? Where are you from? What's your testimony? You got 2 minutes. I made a win over maybe 1 minute. So you got 2 minutes. Let's go.
Good morning. This is Kieran Catherine from Michigan. And I just want to say the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm thanking the Lord because that song this morning, Joy, when I got ready to get my clothes on and hit the floor to walk, I'm telling you, it felt like pins and needles were sticking in the bottom of my feet. But when that song, hallelujah, when the song came on, nothing but joy rose up in my body. I didn't feel any more pain. I could dance and shout through the joy of the Lord, which was my strength and is my strength. And I will continually give his name the praise. I thank the Lord for the yesterday, starting with prayer, even though I had to get to church and everything else, I made room for it in between getting dressed. And love is so true. The prayer was dynamic. And I do concur with you. I turned 70 this year, and the Lord has brought a love like no other love into my life this year. Oh, and I thank God for it. You know?
Oh.
did.
All right, sister.
And I'm just shouting all the joy. Right. I'm praising it and telling everybody I know, you're never too old. It's never too late. You know, God will bless you in the unexpected, when you least expect it, when you're not looking, you know, and he'll bring someone or that thing that you're praying or desiring in your heart to come to pass. And I just thank God for it. I thank God for my girl track, Vanessa Morgan, and all the wonderful women of prayer, of love, of joy, the fruit of the spirit that we're going through. I just thank the Lord for this time. I couldn't wait till it came, but I'm going to get off the phone, let somebody else have their turn. But I thank you, thank you, thank you. I need to know who plays that, because I need to play that again. Joy, joy, joy.
Yes, ma'am. It's called Voices of Fire.
So oh, okay.
If you type in Voices of Fire, Joy, you're going to find it. You're going to find
it. I'll look that up. Thank you.
Well, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you to our elders. Thank you to every woman who's 70 and above who's holding it down here. All right, y'all. All right. There's another caller on who got a testimony. You got 2 minutes. Who are you? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. My name is Tanja Ankrum. I am calling from Manassas, Virginia. And I just want to share that, you know, that the Lord is the light of my life and my salvation. Whom or what shall I fear? I'm talking before you today and walking as a 3-time breast cancer survivor. And won't he do it? I'm telling you right now, but when the devil looks into your future. Thank you, Jesus. This year I became one of the faces of hope for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walk. But I tell you, when the devil looks to your future and he sees what God is going to use you for, he tried to nip everything in the bud by bringing you into a toxic work environment. But I'm telling you, I'm like that lion, Daniel in the lion's den. He's going to shut the mouths up of those lions. Another thing, I'm walking across the Red Sea. Walking across the Red Sea. Because they cannot touch God's anointed. I'm telling you, Travis Green said he made a way. He already made a way. I don't took off from work to take care of me and my well-being. Like you said, self-care is not being selfish. Because when I go back to work, they're going to watch out because I'm walking in and Jesus don't went before me and you're walking in with me. Hallelujah.
Listen.
Joy.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, that is a message for every single person. You shall not be touched. Y'all better Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego this one and be in that fire and not get burned.
I'm telling you. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Thank
Glory.
You for
All right. Thank you.
Share my testimony.
Yes. I know you bless somebody that got to go to work right now. I know you bless somebody. All right. We got our last testimony. Our last testimony. Are you there, sister?
Hello?
Yes. Welcome to Testimony Service, Girl Check Style. Let's go. Let's go. You got 2 minutes. What's your name? Where are you from?
Okay, y'all. This is Stephanie in Little Rock. What's up?
Hey, Stephanie in Little Rock.
Hey. Hey. I just love y'all so much. And I just wanted to get back on here because, you know, I had a moment. And it's so funny. I actually got nervous when it asked me to unmute because this testimony has been resonating with me in the last week. And, When I first moved to Arkansas in 2010, it was the most depressed time of my life because I had done so much work in the community in North Carolina, and I was just so depressed. Well, last week, my husband's been having some issues with his job, and it came up, the opportunity that we may need to move again. And y'all, let me tell you, I tell people all the time, Jesus met me on my kitchen floor in 2010 because I was so depressed and I felt a hug like I had never felt before. So don't tell me what my God can't do. And when that opportunity came up last week.
Play the music, girl. Your God coming in your kitchen. Play the kitchen.
He came in my kitchen. And the thing is, I felt the most warm embrace back in 2011. So when the opportunity came again, because I am a creature of habit, I was reminded that the joy of the Lord goes with me. It goes before me, as the previous woman said. And that means that my proximity and my circumstances really don't matter. And so I just wanted to get on here and remind everybody, because I had to look in the mirror and say, Stephanie, who are you? because this is not the Stephanie in 2010. The Stephanie of 2023 knows that God can put her anywhere. And let me tell you, I went from having no friends, no good job, to changing hundreds of children's lives, to getting introduced to Girl Trek, spending time with y'all. And it has been life-changing for me. And so I know that God knows exactly what he's doing, even when I don't understand it. So I say, trust in the Lord, carry the joy with you, and it will change your life. So it don't matter what you got going on. It does not matter. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
And I just thank God for y'all. I just thank God for y'all.
All right, I'm going to calm down. Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie, that was a specific testimony for me. I have been feeling so lonely in this new location where I moved, and like, you know what? You said this is the new Stephanie. God could put you anywhere and you could thrive. And I said, whoo, that's a message for me. So thank you. And then what Oprah says is that when you don't know, be still until you do know. And so even practicing stillness, and like yesterday, silence has allowed us to get reconnected. So Vanessa, yes. I know. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. I know.
Thank you, Stephanie.
That we have a guest to pray with us today, and yes. I want to bring her on. I'd love for you to introduce her and say any other words, reflections you have before or after that.
Sure. First, I'm gonna do the announcements because they're very important. The first is before we bring in Victory to offer us a prayer. To close us out, I want to remind people that at prayertrek.org, you can put in your prayer request, or you can text prayer request live during this call or anytime. It's 202-930-2063. If you have a prayer request that you want to text, it's 202-930-2063. In addition to every single day coming to the pavement to walk and pray with women over these 9 days, we have decided as a national movement that we are going to invest into the church crews who have joined with us for this 9 days. We have hundreds of churches all over the country, big and small, and we have taken that list of churches, and every single day we are selecting one of those churches to invest $1,000 into their health ministry, just as a thank you, just as a tithe, just as a God keep the resources going for all of us. And so every single day we will announce a church, and yesterday was the first day, y'all, and we were so excited. I was so excited that I didn't even announce. So we got two churches to announce for today, and our Southern Regional Director and Church Field Director, Cynthia Thompson, will follow up with you directly because y'all know how it goes. So this is the plate passing right now. As I announced that yesterday's church is the Open Church in Baltimore, Maryland, led by LaTanya Sims and Kamala Villa. The Open Church in Baltimore, y'all, you were, yes. And then today's winner
Why did you try to say Baltimore like you was on the wire?
Look, I've been in D.C. for a minute, and folks don't play around here how you say Baltimore. So our second church winner is from today's drawing, and it is New Life Covenant Southeast in Chicago, Illinois. New Life Covenant Southeast in Chicago, Illinois, and it's led by Shanita Johnson. And so we will have 7 more winners before we wrap up. And now, Morgan, yes, I am super grateful that this young 29-year-old, I promise you, walking so clearly in her faith that the evidence of it is undeniable. I am so grateful to bring her onto this call. I first learned about her when Morgan and I attended an event called BET Leading Women Defined, like over 5 years ago, I feel like it was. And she was just a young budding singer then. And then I happenstance on her concert just about 3 months ago in Philadelphia at South Jazz Club. And she just sang an entire catalog of beautiful music from her new kind of worship-centered album that I highly recommend. Please look her name up on Spotify or iTunes. It's just Victory. First of all, she hails from Detroit, Michigan. Shout out to her. She's been singing with her family since she was 4 years old. They started a community church in Detroit. This is a legacy of Detroit music come to life via her family, come to life via her. And her music just soothes your soul. And she is speaking from a deep place. And I want to know from her where she is sourcing her joy. And I just want to hear from her and ask her to come and pray with us. So Victory, are you on the line?
Hello, good morning. I'm here.
Good morning. How are you, sister?
I am doing well. I'm just glad to be in the company of so many great women of faith.
Yeah, I feel the same exact way. I feel the same exact way.
Victory, yeah. Do you have a testimony that you would be willing to share with us?
Yeah, actually, you know, I started reading this book recently called The Garden Within. It's by Dr. Anita Phillips, and she's a minister, but she's also a doctor in psychology. And the book just convicted me because she was talking about how important emotions are and how important emotions are as Christians. And she was talking about how oftentimes we, the culture, depending on what culture we've come up in, we're taught to minimize our emotions and, you know, just stop being a baby and all of these things. And you know, basically being unkind to ourselves. And what I learned, what she had me starting to think is that oftentimes I numb my emotions so that I can just weather through all that is coming in life. But what I learned is that when you can't feel, when you numb yourself so that you can't feel pain, you also can't feel joy. It doesn't work one way. If you are passive about certain emotions, that it kind of turns it all off so that you're not able to really feel and you're just passing through life. And it's vulnerable, you know, to sit down and actually mourn, to sit down and actually grieve. It's vulnerable because, you know, especially when you feel as if there's nothing that can be done to fix your situation, it's almost like you're opening up a can of worms. But what I've found in this journey of really connecting with my emotions is that you don't only unlock the feelings of sorrow and grieving and pain, you unlock the power of true joy as well. And you're able to feel it because here's the thing, Jesus says, he says, in this world, you will have many troubles. But take heart, I have overcome the world. It's this balance of not denying the troubles and the trials and the effect that they have on our souls, but it's acknowledging that even in the midst of these troubles and trials, there is a joy that is deeper and greater and more powerful, and this joy is the joy of resurrection. And you can't taste resurrection unless you first taste the cross. And so this is my personal journey right now, connecting with my emotions so that I can leverage the power of joy. But with that, it also opens me up to other kinds of emotions too, and I'm learning how to tend all of the emotions and finding God's heart for it all for myself, and, you know, just overcoming these patterns of being passively floating through life without feeling so that I can protect myself. But our feelings are powerful. There's the feeling of love, the feeling of joy, the feeling of peace. All of these things are important, and so it's like a posture of trust when you grow to be vulnerable And so I'm learning to trust God and allow myself to feel more.
Oh, thank you so much for that testimony. It was so beautiful. And even as you were talking, I was thinking about the wisdom of our foremothers and even the structure of testimony service, where you start with your pain and your grief, and then you talk about the feeling of joy that you feel because of your resilience, or the belief, or even your imagination of resilience sometimes. Sometimes it ain't even came yet, and you start shouting because you know it's coming, because you know God has already overcome the world. So I just really appreciate that. Thank you for that and your vulnerability. I was listening to your song this morning that we're going to play. You know, we'll play it for closing so people can get with their feelings. Cry if you need to cry. Scream if you need to scream. Beat your chest. Be somatic. Jump up and down. Do whatever you need to do to release, to surrender, to trust. Trust, trust. Scream out loud. We're going to play that beautiful song that really does get you in your feelings. And then understand, go ahead and go back to that voices of fire if you need to, and scream for joy if you need to. So
that part.
Yes.
Those are just the emotions that precede the joy that's about to come. And you're really going to be able to feel it, you know.
There's a woman in our community who illustrates quotes from here, and I hope she illustrates what you just said. Those are just the emotions that come before your joy. I love it so much. I need that as like a quote. It's so beautiful. Well, sister, shall we pray? This is the reason we have come.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yes. Absolutely. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we ask that you would tangibly manifest yourself to each person under the sound of my voice right now. Lord, give us a joy that the world cannot take away. Give us a joy that transcends even the darkest sorrows, Lord, because we know that you transcended the darkest sorrows and you came back with authority over the deepest places. Lord, we pray and ask for miracles, people that have been walking with calloused hearts, and haven't been able to muster up any sort of joy. It's like walking in a stoic mindset and mentality and just trudging along through life. Lord, we break the spirit of depression right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come against every form of suppression and oppression in our souls, Lord. You came to set the captives free, Jesus, and we declare freedom right now. Freedom right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you would create a pathway forward, Lord. Create a pathway, tangible steps that we can take to steward a lifestyle of joy, so that it's not just a moment where we feel relief, but it's a lifestyle of stewarding all the fruits of the Spirit. And Lord, we pray right now that if anyone is lacking your Spirit, if anyone doesn't have a relationship with you, we pray that they would make a decision to receive you, Jesus, not just as their Savior, but as their Lord, where they will come under your lordship and experience the benefits of having you as their shepherd, of having you as their caretaker, of having you as the one that has gone before them to provide for them and to care for them and to tend for them, that they don't have to fend for themselves, because there is one that you are the one that cares for us all. And Lord, teach us how to let you care for us, you know. Teach us how to let you be God and let your provision, help us to move out of the way and to let you do what you do best. And Lord, I just pray for genuine joy, not a joy that is we're pretending to be happy, but a deep, deep, genuine joy that comes from you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It was hilarious in that prayer, that phone tried to ring. You said, God give us freedom. That phone tried to ring. You was like, devil, you a lie. You hung it up. Yes, Ashe the genuine awesome. Joy, Ashe the feeling. I appreciate it. And to provision that is already mm-hmm. provided, is already done, y'all. All right, be well, everybody. We're going to close out. Thank you so very much. Vanessa, yes. Any final words?
Thank you so much, Victory. This is Victory's song, Rejoice. It's off of her new album. Please support her. And Victory, thank you for the ministry that you put into this world. And thank you, sisters, for walking from wherever you are. We will be back tomorrow, 9 a.m. So please tag somebody in. If this moves you, share this far, share this wide. There's absolutely no reason that every single woman and person, man, we know shouldn't be here in communion with us on these mornings. And if you can't make the mornings, we share the recordings live in the afternoons each day on our social media platforms.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Victory. Thanks, everyone.
Beautiful day.
Rejoice, rejoice, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Rejoice, rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Even our greatest fears are not worthy of Jesus Christ. Even our saddest tears are not worthy to be compared to the glory of eternal life. Rejoice, rejoice, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Rejoice, rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Even our greatest fears are not worthy to be feared in the presence of Jesus Christ. Is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord
to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Rejoice!